Are you seeing other people succeed and feeling left behind? I want to help you change your mind on this, okay? And this is a very, very powerful mindset shift. And I'm really excited to share it with you today. So, welcome back to the Stressed to Blessed podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, manifestation, alignment, mental health, living your best life, letting go of the past, overcoming your challenges, seeing your challenges as blessings, and basically going from stressed to blessed. Okay. So, when you are seeing other people succeeding in life, there are two ways to look at this. Okay. There's an empowered way to look at this, and there's a very disempowered way to look at this. Now, let's think of the disempowered way first. Sarah is seeing lots of people succeed in life right now, probably on social media. Let's think of the examples, right? Facebook, she's seeing everyone get engaged and have a family or buy a house or travel, start a business. Or on Instagram, she's seeing everyone's polished highlight reel. Or on TikTok, she's seeing people just go for it, like really put themselves out there. And they're succeeding. They're getting the success that they want. Now, Sarah could see this as, oh my gosh, everyone is ahead of me. And she could compare herself and she could then feel really bad about herself. And she could think that she's behind. She could think that she's not good enough. She could just feel a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, and just feel terrible. Or Sarah could see it from an empowered point of view. And that empowered point of view, my friends, and this is going to blow your mind when you understand this and you switch your mindset from the disempowered to the empowered way that I'm going to explain to you in a moment. Oh my gosh, you will manifest so much more. You will feel better. You will look better and you will get the things that you want in life when you understand this. Okay. If Sarah had this empowered point of view, she would be thinking, oh my God, Jennifer just hit six figures in her business. Oh my God, Sandy just got engaged. Oh my God, I'm trying to think of women's names as if I don't know any. Oh my God, Stacy just got promoted. I'm going to stop using the silly names because it's distracting me. But if Sarah saw other wi women winning and she said to herself, oh, if this is in my awareness, if I am getting the feedback, if I'm seeing other people win, that means that everything I want is on its way to me. When you have this level of awareness, when you have this level of emotional intelligence, when you have this discipline in your mind to not go to envy and jealousy and to alchemize them into, wow, this is a sign from the universe that I am getting what I want very soon. When I started incorporating that way of thinking, oh my gosh, it just took away so much resentment, so much jealousy, so much comparison, so much shame, shaming myself, telling myself that I'm not good enough, that I'm behind everyone else, and that everyone else is winning and I'm not. You've got to remember that you have no freaking idea what's going on behind closed doors. Now, I watched the Martha Stewart documentary on Netflix recently, and it shocked me because yes, she was the first woman in America to make $1 billion. She was wildly successful. She's an icon. She's also greatly hated by a lot of people. But what shocked me the most was that on the outside, things looked great. But she had a marriage that was crumbling. He was cheating on her repeatedly. And she read out some of the letters that she wrote to him where she begged him to stop. And he ultimately left her. And then she was in another relationship that was 15 years long. If you know her story, you know that she went to jail. And he didn't come and visit her when she was in jail. He just sent his private jet, oh, yay, when she came out of jail. So everyone in the world thought, oh my gosh, what an amazing boyfriend. He sends his private jet for Martha to leave jail in while everyone else is in jail thinking, what the hell? Never been on a private jet before. And he soon left her for another woman and then told her that her parent, the other woman who he's leaving her for, his parents doesn't want him to ever talk to her again. So her life on the inside, her relationships were not empowering. That's not a woman that I desire to be. That's not a woman I look up to who stays in a relationship much longer than she should, who was emotionally abused, who was not cherished and treated like a queen. So don't look at people's highlight reels. Remember that whatever someone shares on social media is filtered through them. So even if they're sharing their really dark, sad times, they've still chosen to share that. So they could still filter it in some way, shape, or form. Plus, a lot of people, we don't have to go around plastered on our face. I'm sad. I'm this. I'm that. We don't need to do that. Some people just want to get on with their life and enjoy it, right? So it's not like we should expect people to share everything about their life and the hardships they're going through. So when you find yourself comparing yourself to other people, to other women, thinking she's got her shit together, she's having a family, she's traveling the world, she's making loads of money, instead of being jealous and making yourself less than, choose to see that as a sign that your dreams, your manifestations are coming. When you can do that, you save yourself so much hassle. Trust me. You can look at everyone and you can be genuinely happy for them instead of sending them like evil eye and wishing them not well because you don't want them to be doing much better than you. And come on, you've got to admit, like, if you've ever experienced someone else doing that to you, it's not nice. The witch wound, the sisterhood wound, where women feel threatened by other women and we don't want to see them win because it shines a light on our insecurities. Let's heal that wound. The only way you can heal that is by choosing to see other women winning as a sign that it's happening for you too. Okay, it's a really powerful mindset shift. Trust me, it works. I want you to practice it. Bring the awareness in. Okay, don't shame yourself for feeling that way because we've been pretty much brought up by the media, by society, by culture to feel that way. Women against women. She's going to take my man, or she's going to do this, or she's going to do that. No. We need to support each other. We need to love each other. And we need to see other women winning as a sign that we are winning too. So, next time you catch yourself with that tinge of jealousy, shame, guilt, I want you to pause. This is what they teach in the Kabbalah. Take a breath, pause. Then you quite literally collapse the timeline that you were going down where you would find that as a threat. You stop that. This is how you change. And instead, if you want to follow the Kabbalah way of doing it, you say pause and you say, what a pleasure. What a pleasure that I'm feeling jealous. What a pleasure that this envy has been brought to my attention. What a pleasure that God, the Creator, has just shown me that there is lack inside of me. And without this awareness, I would subconsciously be feeling like this, but because it's been brought to my awareness, I can now pause, say, what a pleasure. And instead of feeling bad about it and continuing that loop, I can stop it. I can cancel that toxic cycle. And I can say, it's a sign. It's a sign that I'm winning and that what I want is coming. And when you have that mindset, Life is so different. You manifest with so much more ease and grace. You get to not hate on other women. And you are what you are. What you are what you attract. You attract what you are. If I can get my words right. So if you have love and compassion and joy for others, then you are gonna get that back, my friend. If you go around hating on other people, trolling people, feeling envious and jealous, wanting the worst for people, you will get that back. It's how the universe works. Okay. So, stress to bless tradition. What if seeing her win means that you are winning? What if you can celebrate others and in doing so, others will celebrate you more? What if you could validate yourself and you didn't need validation from anyone else? What if you had a regulated nervous system that when you see other people doing well, you never take it personally? What if everything is leading you to where you're meant to be? What if you broke generational, societal, toxic cycles? And in doing so, you change it for your children. You change it for the others around you. What if you were the change in your family and your friendship group? What if you could lead by example? What if when your friends or your family or your coworkers want to gossip and tear other people down, you don't do it with them? What if you could just love your life and never ever feel this awful shame and guilt and regret? Because you just had the awareness that other people winning means that you are winning too. I hope this mindset shift and episode has been helpful. I would love to know if this resonates, if this has been helpful. Connect with me on socials, leave a review, share the episode, and have an amazing week. Mwah. Sending you lots of love.